Thank you, Milt. My name is Javier Fernandez Salvador. I'm a assistant professor at Oregon State University, and I've been working with berries and blueberries and blackberries mainly for the past 6 years. And today I'm presenting my findings. This is a larger project, and I'll give you a little more information on how the different things that we looked at in an established organic blueberry system and what were the impacts of the different treatments. So the objective was to determine what was the impact of cultivar mulch and fertilizing, a fertilizer type source, on allocation of dry biomass over a two-year period on mature northern highbush blueberry under long-term organic management. The planting is certified organic. This is the first certified organic blueberry planting in the United States for research. And it is considered now mature. It was established in October 2006. The soil is a Willamette silt loam. The plants were spaced at 30 inches in between plants and 10 feet between rows. And also it has a single line of drip irrigation that puts about half a gallon per hour. There are very different treatments that were set up in this trial. So, for example, looking at a flat ground versus raised bed, at three different types of mulching systems, a high rate versus a low rate of fertilizer, of organic fertilizer. And in my case, we were focusing specifically on the components that did way better in the previous years that the research was conducted. So we only chose raised bed organic blueberries, at least in the state of Oregon, prefer a raised bed system over a flat ground. And we also chose the high fertilization rate, not necessarily because that one's the better. Actually, we've proven that the lower rate is completely fine for a cultivar such as Liberty. But we chose the high rate because when I started this project, we didn't have those results ready yet. Then also we did some additional weeding, basically at the base of the plant or at the sides of the sawdust, when as the research developed, so that we kept completely the entire plot weed free. The treatments were we looked at two cultivars, Duke and Liberty. Duke is an early variety that comes in Oregon. It's probably one of the first ones to produce fruit. And then Liberty being a mid-season cultivar. Then we looked at the mulch type sawdust and weed mat. The other treatment that we had also in the research was compost with sawdust on top. And that one did not work very well in regards to yield. So we did not include that in this trial. And then we also look at fertilizer source and a liquid fish injected through the drip system, and also a feather meal in, I wouldn't say granular, maybe kind of in between granular and powdered form that was applied at the base of each plant. And then we had various plant developmental stages that where we dug and extracted plants. Green fruit was the first one. Then we had a dig of the where we and I'll explain what we did in our at the different stages, but post-harvest stage, and then also we looked at dormancy for 2 years at the status of the plants at each dormancy in during the both years. So for data collection, one plant was selected on each plot. Each plot was composed of five plants, one that was dug at the early establishment years, so we didn't include that one in this research. But then we chose four plants after that, and they were we took all of the leaves up, as you can see in the first on the top picture photo. Then we cut all of the old wood. So we separated between 1 year wood and then all of the other years, different years wood. Then we also separated the whips coming from the base or coming from wood older than 3 years. And then we separated the petioles from the leaves. And then we also looked at removing this is a short video, but I don't think I'll have time for that. So I'm just going to skip it. But we carefully dug all of the plants in a very consistent way, trying to save as much of the root system as possible. This has not been done before in an organic system, so we really wanted to be consistent on the way that we did this. And we separated the roots and the crowns, plus the other parts that we had separated before. So in the bottom picture, bottom left, you also would see how the leaves were separated from the petioles. Now, as far as results, this is something that was consistent with the previous findings that we had. Liberty is definitely a more vigorous cultivar than Duke, and it's preferred for organic systems. Now, that doesn't mean that, and I'm talking exclusively from a technical perspective, because that doesn't mean that it's preferred by growers. Because Liberty, although it's more vigorous and it yields better, it's a mid-season cultivar where in Oregon the prices are lower for blueberries, so an organic grower might not choose that one. Duke, the one that is harder to grow in an organic system, does not like fish fertilizer. It is a very early crop, and you can get a really good price for it. So we are still looking at these late and early season cultivars for future research. Anyway, so Liberty produced more whip biomass than Duke. And then we also saw, this is the results at the green fruit stage. We also saw that feather meal increased leaf biomass when compared to fish by 24%. This is a very consistent finding with what we've seen in the early stages. Feather meal is much more preferred by both cultivars than liquid fish. Then we also saw that Liberty produced more leaf biomass when fertilized with feather meal, with no effect of that happening in Duke. And then, in contrast, Duke produced more leaves, petiole biomass at this stage when fertilized with fish, with little effect on Liberty. Now, when we look at dormancy, Liberty had a greater leaf biomass in both the years where we separated all the plant parts than Duke. And we also had, we also saw that Liberty had heavier crowns than Duke. The wood biomass in 2016 was greater when fertilized with feather meal than with fish. And then there was also a cultivar by a fertilizer interaction where on a one-year-old wood on all of the petioles that we separated, the sawdust mulch increased leaf petiole biomass with feather meal rather than with fish for Liberty. And the opposite was found in Duke. With wheat mat, Liberty also had greater leaf petiole biomass with fish than with feather, with the opposite happening in Duke. So there were some three-way interactions that were a little bit complex, and we're still looking at more data to determine what were the reasons for this interaction. And today I'm just presenting biomass, but we did a soil analysis for the different treatments as well as all of the tissue parts. We sent for different analyses in all macro and micronutrients, and also have a carbon component for this project, where we'll be looking at composition in the soil and also in the tissue. And then another important finding is that long-term fertilization with feather meal produce overall larger root biomass at the four stages compared with fish. So we don't specifically know the reason why, and we've been looking at every time we've been doing the similar fish fertilization for the 10 years, and the composition of the different fish products that we've received changes a lot. So we are still looking at the reason why fish might not be the preferred system, at least in Oregon, for blueberry production. And then we also looked at the fertilization with feather had a greater biomass in the crown at all stages except the one of the dormancy stages in 2015. And then the overall total plant biomass was 26 to 40% greater with feather meal than with fish at the green food stage and at dormancy. Now, when we look at yield, Liberty, again, produced much greater biomass in both years of the study, 2015 and 2016. That's just one of the pictures of one of the plots that I thought was very... this is one next to, right next to each other. But the majority of the plots look like that. So Liberty yields much more, much higher. And there's the issue that I mentioned to you about price earlier. But also, Liberty tends to get more sunburn and UV damage because it's it bears the fruit when the temperatures are higher in Oregon. So that's something very important to consider for a grower when they're choosing a cultivar for organic production. And we didn't see any fertilizer source or mulch effect on yield at all. So there might be some effects of fertilizer in biomass, but that doesn't necessarily translate to yield. So generally, just as a summary, with the greater impacts of biomass allocation for this long-term organic production system were for cultivar and fertilizer source, for biomass, no effects on yield, and mulch type had a relatively little effect on plant biomass and allocation over the two-year study. And then Liberty consistently yield more fruit throughout the study. And I think I'm right on time, right? Great, thank you. The question is if we recommend the growers to have a variety of cultivars so that they can extend the season. And yes, that's generally a recommendation, especially for small growers, which is the vast majority of the Oregon blueberry producers, organic Oregon blueberry producers. But we've noticed one thing, that they are in mostly getting away from these mid-season cultivars because of these challenges with price. They're really, at least the organic growers, are really looking to the early season cultivars and then the much later season too, where the prices are better. The question is if we've seen any, or if we know of any differences in the type of nitrogen compound that the feather or the fish break into. And yes, we have looked at mostly at the fish, not necessarily the feather. And as you know, blueberries prefer the ammonium form versus the nitrate form. And generally, this is a studies that have been conducted previously by the soils department at OSU. And it was more clear to us that the liquid fish is more readily available and can mineralize quicker to be, we were hoping that it would give the ammonium portion better than the feather meal, but we haven't looked at the feather meal in detail yet. And definitely that the liquid fish doesn't translate to that in overall in biomass or yield. Great. Thank you. Oh, thank you.